12, Art in Times of Conflict, Seeds of Hate and Hope, a new exhibition at the Sainsbury's Centre, explores how artists respond to conflict with creativity, grief and healing.
As you walk into the Sainsbury Centre, a red glow catches your eye, reflected across the museum. It is being emitted from Mona Hatoum's hotspot, a globe over 2 metres in diameter, buzzing as LED strips light up continents in red, a reference to a world which Hatoum describes as continually caught up in conflict and unrest. The newest in a series of exhibitions which ask, can we stop killing each other at the Sainsbury Centre? Seeds of Hate and Hope presents personal artistic responses to global mass atrocities such as genocides, ethnic cleansing, war crimes and crimes against humanity. The exhibition highlights the work of 24 artists from 18 countries and explores how, throughout the 20th and 21st centuries, artists have witnessed, experienced and responded to atrocity crimes and conflicts with powerful and compelling artworks. Through its diverse body of work, Seeds of Hate and Hope explores how both individual and collective acts of resistance and resilience often take root in times of conflict. Drawing courage and inspiration from personal experience as well as shared histories, the artists have reacted to these events for many reasons, including, but not limited to, bearing witness and expressing grief. Each artwork becomes a catalyst for healing, promoting tolerance and understanding across cultures, religions and identities. With the aim of raising awareness about global conflicts and the role of art in confronting their legacy, this exhibition highlights artistic responses to such devastating events with creativity and courage. It features artworks which are reflections of, rather than images of, violence or victims, and which challenge the typical depictions of war and conflict often shown in the media. The exhibition emphasises the vital role that human empathy and respect play in safeguarding society against the destructive forces of prejudice, hate speech, discrimination and dehumanisation. William Kentridge's Ubu Tells the Truth from 1997 confronts the violence and injustice of apartheid in South Africa. Gideon Rubin's Black Book of 2017 redacts every page of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, symbolically stripping the text and imagery of its intent. Isshuchi Miyako's photographs depict everyday objects which belonged to victims of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The exhibition also includes a series of bronze sculptures by Peter Aloya, whose experiences of violence and displacement during conflict in northern Uganda informed his love of modelling shapes and figures, first in clay and later in bronze and wood. Seeds of Hate and Hope is part of a season of exhibitions which respond to the question, can we stop killing each other? The latest in an innovative series of investigative seasons by the Sainsbury Centre, following its radical relaunch in 2023 to formally recognise the life force of art. The season explores the nature of violence and conflict in theatre, film and culture. How can art help us build compassion, understanding, dialogue and healing? Seeds of Hate and Hope runs until May the 17th, 2026, at the Sainsbury Centre. Entry is included in the Universal Ticket, which is purchased upon entry to the centre for an amount of your choosing. Pay if and what you can.